This morning's responsive reading was taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 11, verses 14 to 31. So if you are finding this journey with our responsive reading profitable, please get your Bible and turn with me to Proverbs, chapter 11, verses 14 to 31. Once again, what Solomon here is doing is he's looking and observing life as it passes by, and he sees the righteous and he sees the wicked living their lives respectively. And he notices that certain principles, certain ways of doing things or buying things or saying things either has a positive consequence or it comes out with a negative consequence. And that's what we find here. We find these little vignettes, these truths that are borne out in everyday living. And so let's consider some in this reading. Let's start off with verse 14. Scripture says, "Where no counsel is, the people fall. But in the multitude of counselors, there is safety." Now, once again, when you understand Hebrew parallelism, notice what happens. The word counsel, okay, modifies or points back to the phrase multitude of counselors. Okay? People modifies the word multitude. Okay? And fall is contrasted with safety. And so you see these opposites being compared, or things that are similar being compared. And so when we look at verses 14, how can we apply that in the 21st century in which we live? Well, beloved, when we look at city government, state government, and when we look at the federal government today, it is quite evident that we do not have proper counsel being given in our meetings and in the laws that are actually being passed. We can kind of draw that conclusion by verse 14. It is quite evident that our nation is falling, not only culturally, socially, economically, but above all, spiritually speaking. Why is that? It's because, beloved, we do not have a multitude of counselors. And I'll go one step further. We lack the multitude of wise counselors. Now, we do have counselors at the state level, the city level, and at the federal level. But the counsel that they're giving to us is not counsel at all. It's evil. It is demonic. And unfortunately, what we're seeing going on in our city, state, and federal level is a what? A devolution of the culture, and not something that is inspiring, if you will. Notice verses 18. The wicked worketh a deceitful work, but to him that soweth righteousness shall be a sure reward. And so in verses 18, the wicked person is set opposed or opposite to the righteous. All right? The wicked, he's out there sowing a deceitful work. The righteous, he sows a righteous work. Okay? And notice that the righteous is going to get a sure reward. And the implication is that the wicked man who does work a deceitful work, he's going to be rewarded. Now, he may be rewarded in this life to his own benefit. He may profit through his wickedness. But on the day of judgment, he will be amply rewarded from the King of Kings. Verse 20, they that are of a froward heart, meaning a deceitful, lying heart, are an abomination to the Lord. But such as are upright in their way are his delight. Now notice, we've always been told that God hates the sin but loves the sinner. Well, verse 20 says something different. It says they, the people, that are of a froward heart are an abomination to the Lord. Not much love there, is there? Notice, they, not what they do or what they say, okay, but they themselves, because they are of a froward, deceitful, lying, untrustworthy heart, to them they have become, to God, excuse me, they are an abomination. Verse 21, though hand joined in hand, the wicked shall not be unpunished, but the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So notice, punishment is contrasted with one's deliverance. Look at verses, 26. He that withholdeth corn, the people shall curse him, but blessing shall be upon the head of him that selleth it. And off the margin of my Bible, I wrote a name, Joseph. Think of Joseph. Remember when the famine came into play after 7 years of plenty, and when the people had no more food and their stomachs were growling, what did Pharaoh tell the people? Don't look to me. Go to Joseph. And Joseph fed them, right? Did they not give money in exchange for the corn and whatever grain they had stored up during the 7 years of plenty? I see verses 26 exemplified in the man Joseph. Verse 28, he that trusted in his own riches shall fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. So notice, flourishing is put alongside or in opposition to shall fall. Okay? The one trusting in his riches is going to fall, but the righteous shall flourish as a branch. Now, verse 28 to me can be an excellent verse, cross-reference, to the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, "Good master, what must I do to be saved?" And then Jesus began to quote the second table of the law, those commandments that are related to man to man. And the man, the rich young ruler, tells Jesus, "I've kept all those from my youth. What lack I yet?" And so Jesus now aims at the heart of the problem. "Sell everything that you have, give it to the poor, take up a cross, and follow me." And what does the Bible say? The rich young ruler walked away with great grief and sadness. And so I believe verse 28 is a good cross-reference to Jesus' visit by the rich young ruler. Verse 29, he that troubleth his own house shall inherit the wind, and the fool shall be servant to the wise of heart. You think of how many homes have been ruined by alcohol, drugs, or the sin of adultery on the part of one of the members of the household, causing much trouble. And then finally, the fruit of the righteous is a tree of life. So this kind of harkens back to Genesis chapters 1 and 2. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Behold, the righteous shall be recompensed in the earth, much more the wicked and the sinner. So it would seem that the evil people, when God decides to truly reward them, they're going to get double for their wickedness. On the other hand, the righteous will be recompensed, not just in money alone, but in his reputation and honor being restored, especially if it was slandered by lies and gossip. Well, may the Lord choose to bless his word. Amen.